You're listening to a summary of Discovering New Ways to Find Resilience, a video by Microsoft Societal Resilience. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Microsoft executives discovered new paths to resilience that inspired life-saving innovations and deeply significant collaborations between scientific researchers and their communities. People of all disciplines and perspectives converged to solve almost incomprehensible challenges, such as passive viral sensors, improved ventilation, and smart health cards. As one leader said, science and technology offer the opportunity to fuel discovery and magnify our ingenuity. All right, let's hear the first takeaway. The COVID-19 pandemic altered how people learn, work, and associate with each other in communities. Crises push individuals to evolve, adapt, and innovate. During the COVID-19 pandemic, researchers worked together to create new methods of clinical testing. This unprecedented collaboration resulted in important new diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines. The term multidisciplinary means bringing people of awe-inspiring depth together to accomplish great things. It is time for businesses, organizations, and individuals to fully realize their impacts on others. Technology should be developed within communities, for communities, while acknowledging that each individual possesses unique values, views, and beliefs. All people and possibilities must be folded into the creative process. Scientific and technological breakthroughs help to address issues of togetherness as society opens again. Okay, time for takeaway number two. Passive sensors enabled fresh scientific perspectives in the age of COVID-19. Crisis recovery presented a big challenge for researchers during the pandemic. Creating new research tools became a necessity. One challenge presented was how to track the virus as it moves through cities to provide insights about exposure hazards individuals faced. One group tried placing passive fabric sensors into bus air conditioners and heating systems to detect viral RNA. This data proved especially powerful in regions of the world where testing millions of people is impossible. The sensors can reveal hotspots throughout cities or entire countries. Society is entering a more hybrid work environment, where spatial analysis can reveal whether people are compliant with social distancing, mask wearing, and other virus safety precautions that enable businesses to safely open. Retailers can use spatial analysis to better manage product availability and minimize the number of people waiting in line. Different communities reflect various perspectives and viewpoints, which drive such systems design. When designers work directly with users, it enables proper context and better product quality, which leads to stronger protocol adoption. Many people have difficulty connecting with things that cannot be seen or physically touched. That's why helping people visualize the unseen becomes critical. Simulations play an important role in visualization and in providing insights to researchers about how concentrations of infection spread disease. For example, a computer performing a simulation using 3 billion computational cells provides data about every individual cell. Researchers can vary parameters to recommend allowing more or fewer people into a stadium or to advise more ventilation for an indoor environment. The key aspect is proving that such solutions are reliable. Great, time for the third takeaway. The World Health Organization considers ventilation to be a major factor in controlling COVID-19. The World Health Organization recommends ventilating 6 to 12 times more than typical buildings do today. Many small businesses and schools can't afford to meet this challenge. Researchers now advocate a combination system of air cleaning and ventilation that improves efficiency, works faster, and costs less than ventilation alone. The team that developed this system employed computer simulations of indoor environments. Rather than focusing on shutting buildings down, they worked toward opening them up with cleaner air inside. Now for the fourth and final takeaway. Smart health cards now serve as simple, efficient vaccine credentials. Smart health card technology was developed over the past year through a close collaboration with scientific and business communities. The cards allow people to carry vaccine documentation with them, printed on a piece of paper or displayed on a smartphone. Healthcare providers, records purveyors, and medical organizations convene to design and deploy the smart cards, focusing on specific technology goals. the collaborators accomplished more in a short time than had been done in the previous 5 years. The cards provide a reliable way to check vaccine credentials and other types of clinical information, creating a new era of data interoperability among healthcare providers and public health agencies. The entire process was predicated on pure scientific research, which had never been applied to this type of problem before. New pathways to unexpected insights, collaborations, and partnerships emerged during the past year. Those connections exist at the intersections of diverse disciplines and industries. The successful projects that transpired were born of crisis response. During the next few years, scientists will work toward a clearer definition of crisis response science and societal resilience. This will strengthen responses to future disasters in the global human community. That was a summary of Discovering New Ways to Find Resilience, a video by Microsoft Societal Resilience. Let's just recap those four takeaways. Takeaway 1. The COVID-19 pandemic altered how people learn, work, and associate with each other in communities. Takeaway 2. Passive sensors enabled fresh scientific perspectives in the age of COVID-19. Takeaway 3. The World Health Organization considers ventilation to be a major factor in controlling COVID-19. Finally, takeaway 4. Smart health cards now serve as simple, efficient vaccine credentials.